2 years ago, Wyoming passed the Food Freedom Act, giving the state the most lenient local food regulations in the country. It allows Wyoming farmers to sell things other states can't, raw milk, eggs, and poultry, direct to consumers. But many Wyoming food producers say there's still one roadblock, that's beef. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, the issue is that federal regulations make it hard to market Wyoming-branded beef outside the state where all the customers are.
True to their name, the Black Market Farm near Centennial in southern Wyoming doesn't do things by the book. For instance, this cattle drive. Unlike most ranches, it's not twice a year up to the high country and back. It's every couple days. Today, cowboys are moving the animals from one small pasture to another.
We're on the high plateau, the high range here. These grasses are cool weather grasses. They're higher in omega-3s.
That's rancher Matt Siegel. He says the ranch doesn't cut and sell these grasses as hay, like most. They let their cattle graze all of it, and that improves the beef's flavor.
We have an interesting beef au terre, as I say. It tastes like the land it comes from.
And it's not just Black Market Farm. Many Wyoming ranchers are experimenting with grass-fed. But as tasty as Wyoming's beef is, Siegel says it isn't so easy to get onto people's plates.
It's been hard to market. Wyoming is a small state. We've had to lean out of the state a lot.
Siegel says there just isn't a big enough population in Wyoming willing to pay a premium for natural beef. But to sell across state lines, ranchers have to pay to ship their cattle hours away to a USDA-inspected plant in a neighboring state rather than closer by to one of the 15 state-inspected plants. Many opt to ship their cattle to feedlots instead. But after that, the meat can no longer be marketed as Wyoming-grown. That's why, for years, ranchers have been lamenting the lack of a USDA plant in Wyoming. Enter Wyoming legacy meat owner Frank Schmidt.
We should be known as a state that produces the finest cattle anywhere.
Up in Cody, Schmidt just opened the first USDA full-service processing plant in Wyoming in 40 years.
I mean, if you think about it, our grass is as good as it gets. The air they breathe, the water they drink, the humane treatment, and the way they're handled allows these animals the best possible way to grow.
Schmidt says it was really expensive to become USDA certified, but he decided to go for it because, as a rancher, he was frustrated with the traditional approach to processing beef. Most ranchers ship their cattle to feedlots where they're bought and sold up to six times before their meat is finally swept into the nation's bulk beef supply.
I have a strong opinion about this. I think the ranchers are doing a lot of the work to feed America, and they don't get recognized.
Schmidt says he'll save northern Wyoming ranchers money on transportation and pay them a higher price for antibiotic and hormone-free beef. Just across town at the state's only other USDA meat plant is a beef jerky factory, Wyoming Authentic Products. Operations manager Josh Euler is adding natural celery juice instead of nitrates to some ground beef. He says the company is having some success spreading the word about Wyoming's higher quality beef. Right there on their label, they proclaim it.
Beef exclusively from Wyoming ranches, beef raised, never ever any added hormones or antibiotics.
He says in exchange for that extra work ranchers take on,
each bag of jerky, we tell them what ranch it came from. It's on the bag, you know, it'll say Knuckles Ranch or Wagon Hound Ranch.
Euler says the company's goal is to put Wyoming's uniquely flavored beef on the map.
I mean, right now, we are in 7-Eleven all over the country. We're in Cracker Barrel all over the country. It'll just be nice for us to get a few more big accounts, big retailers, so we can get the volume to justify growth.
Rancher and Crook County Representative Tyler Lindholm would love to see Wyoming branding like that grow. He's the sponsor of the Food Freedom Act that lifted rules blocking the sale of many local foods.
You can look across your landscape in Wyoming and see small farms and ranches disappearing. And I think that's got a lot to do with the fact that you can't diversify your dollar. You're trapped in, when you're doing cattle, you're trapped in pretty much one way to do it, and that's it.
Lindholm says the state has now done all it can do to make it easier for local food producers to market their products. He says now it's time to change the law at the national level.
This is the far right and the far left finally agreeing on something. It's really pretty wild. Our biggest problem is the moderates.
Lindholm would like to see a proposed law called the Prime Act pass that would allow states to make their own meat processing rules. It could potentially mean Wyoming ranchers could sell beef slaughtered and processed by local custom butchers, although they still couldn't sell it across state lines. But Wyoming Department of Agriculture's Linda Stratton says those cattle aren't inspected.
Well, I've seen some pretty sick animals and stuff, and what you see inside, you don't want to eat. So I would be hesitant about it. You know, and the tuberculosis and stuff, some aren't vaccinating for that, or we're getting animals from other countries and stuff, you know.
But Black Market Farms' Matt Siegel says the healthiest way to slaughter an animal is to have his butcher do it right on his ranch.
He comes out with a refrigerated truck, and one second they're eating, the next minute they're harvested. It's fantastic. There's no stress.
The Prime Act was unsuccessfully introduced 2 years ago, but bipartisan sponsors in Congress say they plan to try again this year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards. Go, go, go.